Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you to Minister Browning, and good day to my dear sisters and brothers. I'm Minister Joelle Pearson, coming to you from the state of New Jersey. My message for you today is, it is all blessings. Now, just what does that mean? We have a tendency to see blessings as all of the quote and end of quote good stuff that happens in our lives. We're reluctant to or not aware of the fact that the challenges or issues we face are steeped with divine blessings through oftentimes profound lessons. But by conditioned response, when we are faced with challenges or issues, we tend to take the lower road and become victims of our circumstances, becoming oftentimes stifled or paralyzed by the challenge or issue we're faced, sending us whirling into failure, defeat, depression, and just plain suffering. There's a thought-provoking quote of the Dalai Lama that reads, "Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional." Think about that. What is being said is that we have choice and we can choose to do what is necessary to rise above it or wallow in it. When we question what we are enduring from a higher perspective, from our God self, we find that the challenges and issues in our life are not there to defeat us or keep us from our destiny. They are there to make us stronger, offer an opportunity for us to step up to the plate, go within, and learn the blessed lesson it is teaching us. Those lessons are designed to bring you to a higher level of yourself, necessary to increase your power through firmly embracing your inner God, Goddess, in order to create your ideal reality and manifest those empowering blessings upon blessings of life in your life that lead you to achieving your true destiny. Consider this. If you truly believe you are made in God's image and likeness, then what that should mean in all that you are, you have the power and full capability to deal with any challenge or issue you are facing. As Yeshua said, all things are possible if you only believe. In that, there is no failure or defeat or need to suffer. Do not buy into the challenge or issue as if it is concrete or permanent, for what you allow your mind to buy into imprints on the subconscious mind, then you would just create more of the same old stuff. Eradicate those words, failure and defeat, from your vocabulary, for there is no failure or defeat, only the blessings of the lessons, your challenges, and issues are teaching you with the sole purpose of taking you higher. Don't minimize the power of the lesson by choosing to give the challenge or issue the power to keep you down. Choose to look up and reach for the higher level available to you. What do you do when you're praying and believing, but it seems nothing is changing? Get still. Take that quiet time. It will assist you with weathering the storm and prevail the strength to not engage your mind and thoughts on every low vibrating passing word. When faced with a challenge or issue that causes stress or lowers your vibration, there is actually a part of the brain that signals, it sends a signal to your central nervous system that will trigger all those tense feelings, the anxiousness, the stress, and so forth in the body, causing more negative thoughts, which happens just based on the original vibration of thought you're having. It's been scientifically proven that the consciousness of the heart and the gut, the stomach, are more powerful than that of the brain. When the negative thoughts around what you're facing arise, just get centered and focus on your heart. Shift to a positive thought while you're focusing on your heart, and your brain will send a signal to your body, shifting the energy into a positive direction, causing more positive energy to flow through your mind and body, and it works. It truly works. There.
Huh? Yes, I was right in the middle of it. Wait. How am I going to do that when we just interrupted? If they were hearing me, then they stopped. So what do I do? Okay.
Okay, we were experiencing a little technical difficulty there. So, in finishing what I'm saying, it assists with the energy flow through your mind and body in a positive direction. There's an Italian expression, stai calma, meaning stay calm. Stai calma, dear sisters and brothers, for the time is coming nigh that you will rise to higher ground. Keep standing, knowing that challenge or issue is a blessing to open you to the wealth that lies within you. In those dark moments, know that within it, there is a blessing disguised as a challenge or an issue that is leading you into your resurrection moment. Keep standing, keep believing, keep knowing that you will prevail. You will become all that you are created to be. Know that you are close to your breakthrough moment that will bring healing. You are close to receiving blessings upon blessings for your effort to face the darkness and glean from it the blessings within it, for you will swing the pendulum in the direction of the blessings upon blessings in life. We live in a world of duality, expressing both ends of the spectrum, the darkness and the light. Through both ends of the spectrum, darkness and light, we grow. We grow and come to a place of being that makes us stronger, giving us the ability to realize the wholeness of ourselves. As Yeshua said, be thy holy, meaning whole, healthy, and complete within, being all that you are created to be, all that you are. This moves us into a place of living from our authentic self, our God, Goddess self, the self we were created to live, the self we were created to be. So keep standing, because when you courage to face the challenge or issue head on and look within to learn what it is teaching you, things are going to change in your favor. Know that you are coming into your ninth hour and that all things work together for good. Stand in what your heart is telling you, not in the chitter chatter in your head. The ego, which is not a bad thing, for it is your protective personality, as Dr. Sue Mortimer coined it. It is that which you developed as a child and throughout your life based on your interpretation of your life experiences. It works for keeping you safe within your comfort zone. Facing your challenges and issues with the intention of looking deep within them to learn what lesson it is teaching you in order to bring you into higher levels of yourself, you have to step outside of your comfort zone and have the courage to stand and face the challenge or issue head on, being willing to know what it is showing you and embrace the lesson it brings. There's a quote by Gina Milicia that reads, "A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. To grow into your potential, to manifest blessings of light, stand in what that still, quiet voice within whispers, for that is the voice of your God, God itself. Stand in it, listen to it, and step into accepting it and accepting what it is telling you. It will lead you to a wealth within you on all levels of self. Know that when challenges or issues appear in your life, they are not obstacles to keep you from your destiny, from that which is for you. They are designed to help you grow. So cherish the lessons you learn from them, following your inner knowing to move through them and keep moving forward, for they are blessings too. You are affected only by the beliefs you hold around any circumstance, albeit defined as positive or negative. Relax and take control of your mind that can run helter-skelter, causing you angst. Center and hear what that challenge or issue is teaching you in order to know the blessed lesson it is offering you. There is nothing to fret for. It is working in divine order, leading you to your intended destiny. Know that in all that you are. Ultimately, you are fine and you will be fine. Just keep holding to your God, Goddess within. Hold to your intention, knowing that this is just a challenge or an issue that you will walk through and that is serving you to step up higher and overcome by learning the blessed lesson in it that will make you stronger. You will experience the breakthrough necessary that will assist in manifesting your ideal intention and walking you into your intended destiny. Allow yourself to digest the quality and conditions of your current life. Do not accept what is in your life. It's like fighting against the current. Accept the lessons in it all. Pull back and allow yourself to flow above and through the seeming muck and mire of the challenge or issue by embracing your inner goddess, embracing your inner God self. Much of what you experience is what you make it. Change your mindset from darkness to light about what is happening, for it is designed to bring you to higher levels of yourself and guide you to your true destiny, your intended destiny. All is not turmoil. It is just the opposite in many ways. I know that sometimes you're overwhelmed by the challenges and issues and seeming obstacles, and you're like, what the hell? But they are there to open you up to the heaven within you and bring you through the lesson to higher aspects of your true self, authentic self, God-guided self. Your mind can make a heaven or hell out of your experiences and circumstances. Choose to see the blessed nugget in the challenge or issue that is calling you to accept the lesson in it and flow into the higher level of being. Bring unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and unconditional allowing back into your heart center and feel the oneness with all that is. Be empowered, knowing that you are the divine integral part of the universal all, the all that is. The challenges and issues you face are all a part of your resurrection process to ascending fully into your higher self, your God-Goddess self, your authentic self. Take courage to stand and face the challenges or issues in your life with the full knowing that you have within you that which is power to assist you with seeking the lesson and prevailing. It is how you feel, what you feel from within, that powers how you will move through the challenges or issues and keep you moving forward. It's not just what you think about it. Trust what you are feeling within that guides you, directs you through the process of overcoming the challenge or issue and learning the divine lesson in it. No God is going to come down from heaven and do it for you. That would be a disservice to you. That would negate your universal free will and right of choice. That is a true show of the divine, unconditional love that is available to us as being one with the all that is. Truly, the very God that exists within you, as you, has the power to guide you through the process. So courage to face those challenges and issues head on, knowing that you have innately within the power and aptitude to overcome and blossom into your higher state of being that mirrors coming divinely into your true self, your God-Goddess self, and manifesting your intended destiny. I'd like to close with prayer, so I'm asking you to center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is, I pray that in spite of your challenges and issues, that you know you have divine favor, the divine favor of the God-Goddess within, knowing that whatever challenge or issue you are facing does not deter you from your destiny. I pray that you continue to glorify the God-Goddess within you and all that is, giving you the strength to face your challenges and issues head on. Know within the depths of your being that you are a victor, not a victim. Know that what you are facing is part of your life's journey designed to bring you higher. In all that you divinely are, hold to your innate power to prevail. I pray that you hold on and keep walking forward in full faith that you will reap blessings of light upon blessings of light. Hold to the light of all that is, dear sisters and brothers, knowing that the power is within you. I pray that for this day, you embrace the magnificence of all you are as a created being. I pray that you choose in this day to express that magnificent light of the God God's within you in unconditional loving oneness with the all that is, having the strength to let your light shine in spite of your challenges and bring loving healing and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. May the light and the love of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being just as brothers. Have a blessed day.